A very busy day here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Glad to have you on board with it. 8:11 Guest of the Day, segment 1 and 2. But we kick off with Sherry Orcutt. How are you this morning, Sherry?
I'm doing well, Justin.
Full disclosure, I've given Sherry such a rough time off the air this morning. If you were to get up and leave, I wouldn't blame you. I would, you know, I'd be like, here's $10. I'm sorry. I'm just giving her a rough time because we are here. We got a lot of stuff to get to. First off, let's talk about Build Community. And we're going to talk to Megan Zimmerman as well, but give us a little introduction of you and who you are and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, I am Sherry Orcutt, and I started the Build Community as a resource for people, leadership training and dementia education, and I also do professional coaching. And in that process, I was introduced to the Dementia Friendly America program, and that itself is a no-cross program that offers a wealth of information and knowledge to support those living and caring for someone with dementia. The basic information really that all of us should know to be better community members and caregivers. So that's what brings me here.
Absolutely. And you brought a guest with you through the magic of telephone, Megan Zimmerman, with us this morning. Megan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us today.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about you as well, if you'd be so kind to introduce yourself.
Absolutely. So I am the Dementia Friendly State Coordinator at NEI3A for the Dementia Friendly Iowa Initiative. So my role is helping individuals, organizations, and communities across the state to become more welcoming and safe for people living with dementia. So we really want to see Iowa become a place where people with dementia can not only just live, but thrive. So we do this by educating communities, launching dementia-friendly community initiatives. So I'm really thankful to partner with volunteers across the state to engage in the work.
Well, let's take a 50,000-foot view of this. Let's start out, dementia. What is it?
So, yeah, dementia is, we do have a lot of information about dementia, a lot that's still unknown, but often people think of dementia as a disease itself, and it's really not a specific disease. It's an overall term that is used to describe symptoms associated with the decline in their memory, someone's memory or thinking, that reduces that person's ability to perform daily activities, and it interferes with their mm-hmm. daily life. So I like to describe it kind of as an umbrella. The arch is the term dementia, but underneath that arch of the umbrella, there are many diseases causing dementia. The number one being Alzheimer's. Others include Lewy body dementia, frontal temporal dementia, Parkinson's dementia, and sadly, the list is mm-hmm. just getting longer.
Well, and you mentioned Lewy body, and I think that's one that triggers everybody's ear because that's what Robin Williams had. You know, and everybody's yes. heard that term. Let's talk about the goals of this Dementia Friendly Iowa initiative.
Yes. So there really are four key goals. It's a fantastic program. But number one, increasing understanding and awareness of dementia and what it is. So we can identify, love, and care for people as they are and not identify them as a disease or a diseased person. Decreasing the stigma of dementia. So a person living with dementia still has great quality of life. And mm-hmm. depending on where they are in that process of their dementia or their disease, they do have quality life. So, and then thirdly is equipping people with tips to effectively communicate with someone living with dementia. So understanding that this is a disease of the brain and it's not something that individual can control is really important. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, to get community members to take action to help those living with dementia live a quality of life. So we can be more patient, we can be empathetic, we can be kind, which all seems so simple, but yeah. but when somebody's really in struggle with dementia, it can be difficult. So acknowledge and raise people's awareness and make recognize that people may be in challenging situations that we can offer support and also become more aware of our own impact and actions in the community setting, such
Absolutely.
As a grocery store.
Absolutely. So. Sherry's with us. Megan's along with us. Let's talk about what it means to be a dementia-friendly community then.
Yes, definitely. So often it can be surprising to people, but the majority of people living with dementia actually live in the community. So they're going to places that everyone else goes, the gym, the bank, the library, their church. So unfortunately, dementia can make it more difficult to do these things. And so also the community is often undereducated and maybe not so well prepared to serve this population. So that's where the idea of the Dementia Friendly Community Initiative comes in. And I'm really excited that Sherry is working towards helping Delaware County become a dementia friendly community. So the process includes building an action team or a committee, and that committee has to represent multiple sectors and people living with dementia, and they'll identify gaps in the community to address. Then the action team will complete an application, collect letters of support, and submit that to Dementia Friendly America. Once they're accepted, they'll continue educating the community through Dementia Friend sessions, Dementia Friendly business trainings, and other actions. So we've really seen Dementia Friendly communities in Iowa and across the U.S. make a really great impact. So this is a wonderful grassroots opportunity for the whole community to step up and see Delaware County be a better place for people living with dementia.
Absolutely. So, Sherry, why important to you? What kind of made you decide, I want to do this, I want to take it to the next level?
Well, I was born and raised in Delaware County and have been a member of many communities in this county, and I've worked in senior living for years and have had a passion for serving the elderly population, specifically those living with dementia. In Delaware County alone, we have over 400 people living with dementia, and I found that their families and those individuals are challenged to find support and resources, and my goal is to help people feel safe, valued, and empowered to live a quality life regardless of their situation. In addition to my work, I lost my dad to Alzheimer's disease, and my mother passed away recently and had been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. These situations were extremely hard. However, I felt like the knowledge that I had actually allowed me to enjoy what remained with each of them. I was able to have quality time and enjoy them as they were up until their final days. And additionally, I have a close family member and a close friend that have also been diagnosed with Alzheimer's at very young ages. And I feel like knowing what I know about the diseases help me avoid triggers and frustration. And some of those things prompting amazing stories with my dad, baking cookies and taking strict instructions from my mother up until the last week of her life, and just being able to have great relationships without fear and stigma surrounding them.
Absolutely. So what can people listening right now to KMCH do to get involved and be a part of this?
Well, really three things. If someone is interested in becoming a dementia friend, this process is very easy, and I'm offering two options this month to promote this initiative. Those interested can come to a one-hour in-person session to become a dementia friend, and this program is a combination of a presentation that I offer, a short video scenario, and a time for questions and answers. The first one is being held at First Lutheran Church in Manchester, and that is Tuesday, March 14th, so this coming Tuesday at 5:15 p.m., and I will meet people at the front door. And then the second session is being offered at the GNB Bank Real Estate Building just north of the bank on Saturday, March 25th at 10 a.m. So a couple of good options. And then last, I guess one more thing, if you feel motivated to get involved with the initiative or the committee, the action committee, I'm coordinating this committee to expand knowledge and awareness across our county, and it's obviously not something just one person can do. There's a need for others to help organize the program, offer the dementia sessions, and obviously there's a lot more to it than that. But what people have interest in, I'll find a way to use their resources and their skills. And then lastly, if anyone out there is living with dementia, I would love to connect with you. This is a grassroots effort, and we really need those living with dementia to be our guide on the journey to maneuver this successfully. So
absolutely. So do you need to call ahead? Do we let you know that we want to be there to one of those meetings? How does that work?
Nope, not at all. There's no RSVP that's needed for the Dementia Friendly sessions. However, if you would like to let me know you are coming, or you have any questions, or simply want to learn more about how you can get involved, you can feel free to email me at Sherry Orcutt Consulting. It's CHERIORCUTT Consulting@outlook.com. Or you can feel free to call me at 563-920-8745.
Megan, before we say goodbye to you, you get the second to last word this morning. What would you like to add to the proceedings this morning?
Well, just thank you so much for having us, and I can't wait to see you make in Delaware County.
Absolutely. Megan Zimmerman, thanks for joining us on the phone this morning, and look forward to talking to you down the road, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Sherry, she's gone. You can talk about her now. No, I'm going to give you the last word on this as we part ways this morning.
Well, I just would really love to see people kind of take this program in. It's a one-hour commitment of your time, and it is a fantastic program that just brings a huge amount of awareness to people, and we have no idea how difficult some people are living behind their closed doors, and clearly I'm passionate about that.
Well,
but it's
something that affects everybody. That's the thing about this too.
Yeah, and I have a Dementia Detour Facebook page that I'm part of, and this NEI3A dementia friendly program, they also have a video up there, and there's a gentleman from the Waterloo area that was in a very prominent position, and I think he was in his 50s when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and he makes it very clear how difficult the grocery store is.
Oh, yeah.
And I think of how many times I've rushed through the grocery store and just, you know, pushed by somebody to grab something and just think, oh, excuse me. And I've just added to their confusion and made their life a little more difficult. And that this program is just fantastic. So I'd love to see people get involved and make our community even stronger. So.
One more time, the phone number. People want to get a hold of you. Any questions, all that.
563-920-8745.
Thanks for coming in this morning,
Thank
Sherry.
You, Justin.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. And
you bet.
I hope you avoid all the deer.
I
got the last word.
Yeah, you did. Stick around. See, no, I'm never letting you back in again. No, I'm kidding. Stick around.
I was going to say something earlier.
Well, I'm glad you waited until we were on the air. That's the best part. Stick around. Jordan LeClaire is going to join us. We'll see if he has any deer jokes coming up right here on KMCH.